This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is Thursday, October 10th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their website. Just visit the website, spingola.com, and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Welcome, Art.
Hello, Deanna. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you for joining me today on the program.
You got it.
Okay. All righty. You sent out an email earlier this morning talking about what you thought were the most difficult, most challenging situations that we face. And at the top of the list was wars.
Correct. And as you've written a book, I would agree that the majority of the wars are banking wars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But I assume today you wanted to focus on Common Core, and I was going to focus in a little bit on that area.
That's good. In fact, Phyllis Schlafly's message today was on Common Core. And she mentioned that they're not even going to be teaching cursive writing because they wanted to have the students know keyboarding.
Right.
That is amazing.
Right.
That is preposterous. That is just awful.
And the other thing is, you know, they're pushing these cyber schools from studying psychology. I want 4 degrees in psychology and physics simultaneously. Based on learning theory, the retention rate of using a keyboard or a computer versus a teacher and writing and active learning versus passive learning results in only a 25% retention rate over what a teacher can do for a kid. So you're destroying the learning process by 75%. That's just based on the Pavlovian, you know, just learning theory that's been out there for decades.
That's amazing.
Right.
It's just amazing what they're doing or not doing.
Well, it makes a lot of high technology companies very rich, creates multi-billionaires, and in the process it, you know, basically doesn't give our children the right training that they need to be ready for what's going on in the world.
Of course, they want them to act like robots and just regurgitate back what they have been told. They want to create soldiers and workers for the corporations. They don't want anybody that knows how to think.
Correct. That's pretty much what they're doing. It's basically they're setting it up in just about every aspect of our society on how to basically be a slave to a corporation or a banker.
Right. Which is pretty awful. That's terrible.
We can fight them, and we can do quite well fighting them.
Okay, what would you suggest as a way of fighting them? Of course, it has to be done at the local level. And so many people are really just not informed, and so they don't even know what's wrong.
Well, there's a couple ways. I mean, basically, you know, in a peaceful way, you can, if you realize that two-thirds of the United States economy is the consumer, what you do with your dollars and how you spend them makes a big difference, okay?
Sure.
All right. So, I mean, everything from who you buy the real estate from to, you know, who you buy your car from, who you do your banking with, where you buy your food, on down the line, that all makes a difference. And we're too kind to our politicians. You know, we give them a free pass when we should be basically, you know, going out there and tar and feathering them, letting them know that they're not welcome.
Yes. Wouldn't it be nice to tar and feather someone?
Yeah, I like that old tradition. I think it's time to bring it back.
Yeah.
Go down to the local hardware store. You got a bucket of roofing tar on one side of the pole and a bucket of feathers on the other side. And have a couple mops. And as they come down through, you know, the poles to be elected, we let them know how, you know,
yeah.
Give them the welcome wagon.
But they have such a connection to the local police, I'm sure we wouldn't get very far in doing that. But it's fun to even think about doing it.
Well, you can do it another way. As a First Amendment right, which we still have, you can stand at a poll and write out issues on a given candidate and, you know, just hand out the flyers to the people that are going in to pull the lever and let them know about it. Or if you want to be more proactive, you help out with a campaign, say a third-party campaign. You get the database of the voters, and you let those voters know what's going on with a rotten candidate. Okay, so that's very easy to do, and just about anybody could do it if they wanted to. Yeah.
Okay, but I that's only if you really take the voting serious, because when we think about it, third-party candidates are regularly not elected. But what they do accomplish is that they give most of the vote to another party, to either of the two parties. And the other thing is that when you work really hard on trying to elect somebody, for instance, Ron Paul, what his campaign did, in my opinion, was it just gave people hope. And so people really thought that this was going to happen, that he was going to get elected. They put their all in it. Well, I know that several people that I know did that, including myself initially. And then all of a sudden he drops a campaign and you give up your hope. And that was very, very discouraging for so many people.
Well, I've actually done it more on a local level. I've had, for instance, in my district, I'm in southeastern Pennsylvania, Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick, when he was up for election the last time, screaming at me that I was handing out flyers at the poll was going to destroy him getting reelected, and he did not get reelected. So I call that an accomplishment.
Indeed. Yes, right. That sounds very good.
Right. I've destroyed two people's chances to run for Congress in my congressional district. So you can do it. Okay. That's where you can do it. And at a school board, which if you look at what people pay taxes in, half the money you pay to the government is most likely through a school tax. You can change the population of a school board by usually like 10 votes or less many times.
Indeed.
That's where to work.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for that bit of wisdom. I know that getting involved in local politics is not always efficacious because If you have any thoughts that are outside of the party that you are running with, you're just not heard, or they simply just ignore you, or they throw you out. They throw you out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've seen it also, for instance, with what I call the League of Women Communists, where they basically have everyone hand in a little postcard to ask the candidates a question. But they filter out the questions they don't want to hear. Okay. Anything related to hate crime laws, anything related to organized crime, related to the Jewish population, they will not even let you ask the candidates those type of questions.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Art in Philly.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. It's Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. All righty, let's talk a little bit about Common Core. You sent out some information about it. We've been introduced to this subject by Clint Richardson and others. Tell us your views of Common Core. Who's behind it? Who's running it? And what is their objectives?
Okay. Now, just first pointing out, I'm not an expert in Common Core per se, but I am an expert in what's going on in the periphery around it. And where my viewpoint was, I was looking at the corruption with the immigration issues and the characters involved with that. And it's exactly the same criminals that are involved with the outsourcing, the immigration issues that are directly involved with Common Core. And there was an article put out by a Joan Sawirski called Rotten to the Core, Rotten to the Common Core. So I'm just going to summarize a couple of quick points. In July of this year, New York State ran a Common Core test. The results were just 26% of the students from third grade to eighth grade passed the English, 30% passed the math test. And in a Harlem school, only 7% passed the English test, 10% passed the math. We've gone from no child left behind to just well above every child left behind. Okay, if learned helplessness is the goal of Common Core, then it's a stunning success. Okay, that's what one of the comments says. Now, No Child Left Behind, which was the predecessor to this program, and also the ADL's No Place for Hate was another predecessor. No Child Left Behind was set up by the Brown University Annenberg School Reform Institute out of Providence, Rhode Island, which is where Buddy Sienna, the Prince of Providence, resided. The Annenberg Institute was set up by Walter Annenberg, whose father, Moses Annenberg, was the right-hand man of Capone, when they set up the National Crime Syndicate in Atlantic City. Okay, one of the cover stories was to celebrate the honeymoon of Meyer Lansky to his wife, Anna Citron, who actually is sitting in a nursing home right now in southeastern Pennsylvania, not far from where I live. All right, so what I see as I continue to read through this article, you know, they talk about how the proficiency standards are really Common Core is actually reducing it down to the least common denominator. And then they cite in here, you know, some of the work of the people from the Aspen Institute. Okay, the Aspen Institute, there's some history there I know about from the high technology outsourcing. Once upon a time, there was this little high technology company in Silicon Valley called Sun Microsystems. And it was run by a guy named Scott McNeely. Okay, Scott McNeely moved over to the Aspen Institute after that company was absorbed into Oracle. Okay, the other guy, executive at Sun Microsystems, was Ed Zander. He moved over to become an executive director of a little company in Chicago called Motorola. Okay, during his tenure, he was outsourcing a lot of the work to India, and him and his Indian, counterpart. Got caught falsifying, you know, productivity reports, and they were both asked to leave. The director of engineering in India and Ed Zander were asked to leave. Okay? So it's just, you know, as I'm seeing this, you know, I'm seeing, what I've known already from the outsourcing issues, and it's directly, you know, controlled to it. Later on in the report, it says, you know, they talk about President Obama and Duquesne. Then Education Secretary Duquesne falsely said Common Core standards were developed by the states voluntarily and adopted. Okay. And then they basically said the National Governors Association, funded by the Gates Foundation with $173 million, helped the states by providing funds to push the Common Core agenda down their throats. All right. Where did Obama come from? His rise to power, one of his rises to power, was No Child Left Behind, Chicago of Annenberg. So there's a direct connection between Obama's rise to power and the Annenberg Foundation, which puts him right back into a direct connection to the Chicago Syndicate.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Right. Then it also mentions here the Gates Foundation. Well, Mr. Bill Gates has some definite ties to, again, to the Chicago Syndicate. His company, his executive officer, Steve Ballmer, okay, is also a board of director for his little company called Accenture, known formerly as Arthur Anderson Consulting, directly involved with the Enron fraud, okay, cited by Congressman Rose DeLauro as being, why are they winning the Department of Homeland Security contract called the U.S. Visit, which we see the computer systems that the TSA uses against us at every airport. So there's like 20 companies have bid that project, and here's a company got $2 billion in lawsuits against them. The accounting side of the company was put out of business for fraud with Enron, and they win the contract. Was it on the technical merit? I doubt it. Another point is 10 years prior to that, the biggest scandal on Wall Street prior to Enron was the waste management systems contract, waste management company, which actually with the accounting there, was managed by the executives of Arthur Anderson Accounting, and also the technical work was done by Arthur Anderson Consulting, now known as Accenture. Waste management has a history back in Philadelphia. It was started out as a small Jewish trash hauling company called Schultz Trash Hauling. It was also cited in a San Diego report by the district attorney over 10 years ago, being one of the most corrupt companies in the entire United States. And we've also seen another application of that is how waste management, working with San Diego, was the first attempt of the organized crime to take over the government of the city. That failed. Subsequently, they got Mayor Jerry Sanders, the prior mayor, along with his wife, Ramona Sampson, who was an assistant to the Morris Casuto, the executive director of the Anti-Defamation League. So they got Jerry Sanders as the mayor. They got, and he also was the chief of the police, so he put one of his cronies in underneath him who takes these junkets to Israel. And he had the district attorney. So the FBI said when the mob wants to take over a city, they get the mayor, the chief of police, and the DA. Bingo. They had him. And we saw, again, with his replacement, Mayor Frohler, another character, to say the least, was removed due to sexual harassment issues, the continuing legacy of the corruption of the government of the city of San Diego. Okay? Now, see the other point, Mr. Gates. There was more I could talk about Gates, but I think that's, you know, enough to cover him for now. Then there was an article, according to, I'm trying to read the part here. According to an article by Nick Wills, a journalist, the Common Core curriculum was implemented without any empirical evidence of its value, rushed into the schools without any consulting, a drum roll here. Okay. And then they said that they basically identified that the committee that was formed, it was a 60-person work group who put the curriculum together, of which nobody had any experience in teaching. And this guy named David Coleman, the chief architect of the Common Core curriculum, now heads the College Boards. That's worrisome, so because Coleman's background is as a consultant at the McKinsey consulting firm that so advised the companies like Kmart, Enron, Swissair, and Global Crossing, all of which went down the tubes financially as a result of that. Now, McKinsey is the tie. The tie's the issues I saw, public corruption and the immigration outsourcing H-1B visa issue directly to the Common Core. Okay? Now, I don't believe it's a coincidence. I believe it's it's basically the canary in the tunnel telling us what's going on there.
Okay? Right.
All right? So, a little bit of history of McKinsey. In the past, I remember seeing an old movie, Diane Keaton, was it called You Got Mail? And it was basically talking about, you know, American Online's mail service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, they showed two characters, one guy wearing a T-shirt of Meyer Lansky, okay? And then they show, later on in the movie, a guy wearing a T-shirt of McKinsey Consulting.
Okay? Really?
Yes.
And that was in the movie You Have Mail?
Yeah.
Okay. Art, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Alrighty, you just mentioned the movie, You've Got Mail, with right. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Right, and I was wondering why they put those images in there. You know, it goes back almost 20 years at this point. It's like they were sending us a message from Hollywood, and I was trying to figure out what the message was. I figured it out at this point. At the time of Enron, there was a guy who was the executive of McKinsey. His name was Rajat Gupta, okay? Rajat Gupta, I was looking at him on the issues of the H-1B visa immigration issue. And there was an article when Bill Clinton was president of the United States in his last term. In his last year, he goes over to India on a junket with Mark Swiker, who was a former governor of Pennsylvania, you know, his wife Hillary. And Rajat Gupta was the one who hosted the whole junket over there. And then after he left office, there was another article written up, says, whatever happened to Bill Clinton? He's playing India now. He goes on a second junket, okay? This is when his wife Hillary was running for the Senate race up in New York to replace Daniel Patrick Monahan. Monahan, I ran into him in a prior issue with the high technology outsourcing issues in the 1986 Tax Reform Act. In there, I talked to Congressman Dick Schultz, who was of southeastern Pennsylvania, talked to his assistant, Graham Hartwell, and he says, we knew the Mafia sponsored the tax bill of the Section 1706 of the Reagan 86 Tax Reform Act, and he appreciated the details. Then I ran into a Navy SEAL, just happened to be at a restaurant. He was there talking, and he said he was over there when they were blowing up the judges in Sicily. He saw the government reports on Monahan and his uncle, who owned a Computer Horizon. He said they were both in the Mafia. Okay. So going forward, looking at McKinsey, I was looking at why are they outsourcing all these jobs. So when Hillary ran for office, you know, for the U.S. Senate race, as soon as she came back, okay, from you know, from visit her junket to India, which was like in April, over the next 2 months, all of a sudden she's getting donations of, you know, the maximum $2,000 and $4,000 per family from all the Indian families throughout New York and throughout the country. Okay? So how is it that these Indian families who just came over here, barely have any money just to make ends meet, are able to make $2,000 to $4,000 donations per person to help Hillary Clinton win her U.S. Senate race?
Exactly.
Right. And that was written up in OpenSecrets.org if you just start looking at, you know, her campaign funding, you know, and it just happened all of a sudden all these Indian families over there paying off Miss Hillary Clinton to become the, you know, senator.
Yes, incredible.
Right. All right. So other things that McKinsey was involved with was obviously the Enron fraud. Okay, that was a major thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were involved with Mr. Roger Gupta set up the U.S. Indian Business Council and U.S. India PAC. Okay. U.S. Indian Business Council was set up right in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in its offices in downtown Washington, D.C., okay?
Mm-hmm.
And on a couple times, I used to see Lou Dobbs, and, you know, they would brag about how they would basically talk about the issues that McKinsey would say, how great it is to outsource all these American jobs and to bring in all this H-1B visa immigration labor, how it's really helping us out, okay?
Right.
All right, so...
Well, it does help the politicians and the bankers. I mean, they're just because they're exploiting things, and of course you have the manufacturers who get cheap labor by outsourcing and then bring in cheaper labor to take the rest of the jobs from the Americans with these temporary. Well, they're not temporary. They usually end up staying here.
Right. There's a saying in business. The most permanent worker in the business is the temporary worker.
Yes.
Okay. So with the so basically we saw the benefits of that sponsored by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. U.S. Chamber of Commerce is basically, you know, working very closely with the U.S. Department of Commerce. And who was on the Senate Commerce Committee? None other than U.S. Senator John McCain. Okay. So McCain, the proxy for the Rothschilds, was sitting on the Commerce Committee. Okay. With respect to McCain, he wrote an article where he said he was one of the sponsors of the H-1B visa law, and he says it's not going to affect anybody.
Sure, yeah. Right. Just like the immigration in 65 wasn't going to affect anyone,
right?
The new laws.
Okay. So now moving forward, where is Roger Gupta these days? Roger Gupta is moved on over time to become a board director of a little company called Goldman Sachs. Okay, Goldman Sachs was basically involved with the mortgage-backed securities fraud, and subsequently through insider trading with his buddy Rajat Rajan, they got caught with their fingers in the till, and they both got prosecuted and should have been a long time ago. Now, in the past, from dealing with some of the Indian firms, they told me things like this. It says, never trust an Indian firm for doing business. It's in our culture to put a knife in your back anytime we get a chance to do it. When we get the opportunity, that's the way we do it. It's our normal mode of doing business.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, Common Core came out of out of India to begin with. I mean, that's where the company, the initial company was situated.
Well, Common Core, well, India is a communist country. And during the Cold War, they were a communist country in the Soviet bloc. They weren't our friends. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, some other things that happened with McKinsey and Roger Gupta. I was trying to think there. I lost the trend there for a second. Okay, we reviewed what he did at Goldman Sachs. Here's the other thing I saw. Another Indian company called Tata Consulting. You know, basically, my brother worked for a company in the past, and Tata approached him on a project with, that was up for bid, and they said, how much we got to pay you off to get the contract? Okay?
Wow.
All right. At a little company called Prudential Insurance in Roseland, New Jersey, they were replacing, back around 2000, right around 9/11, they were replacing all the American IT workers with Indians through Tata. So as the World Trade Centers are collapsing, okay, and they're watching this on the monitors in Roseland, New Jersey, the Tata people start cheering and clapping their hands and say, yay, you guys deserved it. It's a long time coming, okay? A few weeks later, they laid off all the Americans and kept all the Tata people. Subsequently, Prudential found out that their chief information officer up in Newark, New Jersey, was getting kickbacks and he was let go, okay? Another nice thing about Prudential, they're the company was cited in the past by 60 Minutes as one to manage all the insurance policies for the GIs. So if a GI loses their life in combat, it's Prudential that pays their insurance policies to their, you know, spouses and survivors. They have one hitch about it. They were scandalized going back 20 years ago on 60 Minutes of not paying the survivors for 12 months, letting them basically suffer for that period of time without any benefits so they could make another dollar of profit.
Wow.
Okay. I found out in the local company, real estate company where I am in southeastern Pennsylvania, a little company called Prudential Fox and Roach Real Estate, that Richard Fox, one of the founders of the Republican Jewish Coalition, and also Prudential Fox and Roach, he was involved with that, and the Fox School of Business at Temple University, that Richard Fox and a guy named Stephen Friedman were the founders of the Philadelphia chapter of the Republican Jewish Coalition. The Republican Jewish Coalition was founded by a guy named Max Fisher, a Keating Five felon involved with paying off, you know, during the McCain scandals back then with the savings and loan issues, and also identified as a member of the murderous Purple Gang that came out of Detroit, directly involved with the St. Valentine's Massacre, and they were the ones that actually did it. And he rose in power. He basically set up a company called Aurora Oil and Gas. Then he merged. He basically then grew into another company called Marathon Oil, which is out throughout the Midwest. Okay, it's a mom-based company. As he got older, he sold that off to Edgar Braffman, okay, who now owns it. And you can start seeing this, you know, this, you know, the events there. The other party, Stephen Friedman, is the right-hand man of Benjamin Netanyahu. They grew up together in Sheltland, Pennsylvania. Okay? And those guys are directly involved with the Likud Party. Okay? The Likud Party is controlled by a guy named Sheldon Adelson, who bought the casino interest, Sand Casino interest, directly from Meyer Lansky. Okay? Now, recently in Philadelphia, they privatized the Philadelphia school system to a great extent using charter schools. That was through our Governor Mark Swaker, who went on a junket to India with Bill Clinton. Swaker, I'll wait.
Okay, we're going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest, Art.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is No Place for Corruption. All right, please continue from where we left off.
Okay, we started talking about Mark Swaker. In the city of Philadelphia, they approached him as former governor of Pennsylvania to address a problem with a $20 million deficit in the schools. Okay, so his solution was to set up what they called a Philadelphia School Reform Commission. Okay, before Swaker went into power, he used to work for Merrill Lynch in Princeton, New Jersey. And I talked to people who were doing business up there, and they said that a lot of the Indian firms were there, and the management was so outrageous at Princeton, they were demanding people build swimming pools to get the contracts, you know, personal, in their personal residence. Swaker rose to power. His power brokers were Jim Nevels, Swarthmore Investment Group, and Robert Asher, convicted felon in the Bud Dreyer case when our state treasurer blew his brains out on national TV. And the head of the Bucks County Republican Party, a guy named Harry Fox. So he rises to power, and he says he's going to set up the Philadelphia the School Reform Commission to fix the issues in the city of Philadelphia. So he hires his power broker, Jim Nevels, to run the School Reform Commission. Jim Nevels then basically awards the contracts, says we're going to set up charter schools to fix the issue in the city of Philadelphia with the $20 million debt and provide a better education to people. Okay, the Edison school systems won a lot of the charter school contracts. Edison school systems was kicked out of 40 cities beforehand, and is an initial public offering created and managed by Merrill Lynch's old company. No kickbacks there, right? All right. So the end result of that is this summer, the city of Philadelphia has a $600 million debt. They laid off one-third of the entire labor force of the school system, of the public school system. And it's, you know, a financial wreck, okay? And what we have is a guy named Eric Cantor, who came over to the city of Philadelphia with Congressman Pat Meehan to brag about the merits of the charter school systems. And while the people on the streets were basically, you know, chanting, hey, hey, Cantor, you got to go. When he noticed that Cantor's power broker is Sheldon Adelson, who's running the Likud party, you can start seeing the handwriting on the wall. Okay. And then when you talk about what I was talking about before with McKinsey, being somebody, you know, David Coleman, a consultant with McKinsey, being the author of Common Core, you see a very distinct pattern of what's going on here. And it doesn't, you know, it just doesn't, you know, it sounds kosher, to say it politely. So it's basically a plan to rip off the funding out of schools K through 12.
Right, because those, they have a lot of money, especially like in the pension funds and stuff like that. But they make charter schools sound so wonderful, and people think, well, they get tired of the government, and they think, oh yes, this is, oh, let's have it in private hands, not realizing what they're asking for.
Correct. Correct. You hit it right on the nail with that fact. So when Cantor was here, he basically says, we're going to have it as a national policy that charter schools are going to be put a school district throughout the nation, you know, and in the next 10 years. All right. Now, one of the directors also of the school district appointed for managing the school district, the public side, was a guy named Paul Vallis. Okay. And he was recommended and got strong recommendations from the Annenberg Foundation, you know, the authors of No Child Left Behind, by the foundation set up by the son of Capone's right-hand man, Moses Annenberg. He left Philadelphia after the heat got too bad, and he goes down to Louisiana, and he says he's going to fix the schools in New Orleans. Well, when Cantor was here, there's a lawsuit now that basically to strip away the funding of taxpayer funding to charter schools in the state of Louisiana. They're saying roughly now half of all the schools in the state of Louisiana are charter schools. So here we have Congressman Cantor saying he's going to basically make it a national policy to implement charter schools throughout the country. And, you know, he's going to fight Louisiana for the Supreme Court ruling that taxpayers should not be on the hook to, you know, basically private profit and public debt, that, you know, public funds should not be funding charter schools. And that remains to be seen how that lawsuit goes. But he says that the Supreme Court's kind of a fight with the entire Congress over that issue. That's the big battles coming up. Okay.
One of them.
Right. One of the major ones with the education. So, I mean, they're hitting our schools on a lot of different fronts simultaneously. They're hitting it with No Child Left Behind, Rothman Crime Family. They're hitting it with, you know, with the Anti-Defamation League program, the No Place for Hate. Okay. The school bus leasing contracts by First Student, the prior company called Laidlaw, was owned by the Brafman crime family. You go figure who owns First Student at this point. Okay.
Sure.
So the school bus leasing contracts, the school service food contracts, you know, such as through AR Mark and Sodexo, you know, those are family businesses that are in there. And you can start to see the clear pattern of what's going on. That's at the K through 12. And they're already working their way into colleges through a little organization owned by Mr. Brofman called Hillel. Okay, it's all over the colleges throughout the United States. If you just look at Hillel.org, H-I-L-L-E-L, you'll see it all over. So they have a definite plan of which, you know, the Chicago boys are attacking our educational system at all levels simultaneously.
And, because it's profitable, it's kind of a double whammy. They can dumb down the students and make money all at the same time. And it's taking a public institution and exploiting the tax base that public institution gets.
Right.
right into their pockets. It's a private, it's a public-private partnership that has that's gone on steroids, right?
Yeah, exactly. So Common Core, I see it as the policy going in that direction. What does Common Core do for them? It wrecks the educational integrity of the public schools. Hence, if you wreck the educational integrity of the public schools, you increase the need for charter schools, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's the real goal behind it. That's how I see it.
Right. And it's and if they make this a law, which they have,
right,
then that is imposing it is imposing something on the parents. And where am I going with this? It's imposing some. It's just like the Obamacare situation. They make something a law, and they impose it upon you, and then it costs you money. And so that's the same thing with the school system. Won't it cost more money? I mean, the charter schools are very expensive to get into.
Right. And in Pennsylvania already, we've had state legislators so corrupt that they basically tried to pass laws here saying that even though they're using public funds, no one should know the private ownership, who actually owns the companies. We should have no knowledge of the ownership issues. Okay? And we've already had several owners of charter schools already being arrested and indicted. And I think I sent you one about what's going on in Washington, D.C., where they had a charter school basically involved with a massive scandal, a couple $1 million, and I think they're dealing with that. Huh. The other implicit thing that's happening here is with the teachers, okay? Once they got to charter schools, the next game is to say there's a shortage of teachers, and that's why we need H-1B visa immigrants to come here and teach the children, like they've already down in Maryland and Washington, D.C., okay? So that's the next game. The other part of the game is, you know, temporary teachers. You know, what they'll do is they'll come up with a job shop, mob-controlled, who gets all the kickbacks and gives kickbacks to members of the school board, you know, on who's getting, who's managing the temporary services business for the teachers and the school professionals, you know, the school workers that come in there for all different types of activities.
Right. And a lot of the older school teachers will not teach the Common Core curriculum. And
right.
So they're quitting. So they're just going to replace them with this unlimited number of immigrants that they bring in as temps, right?
Yep. Okay. So I saw how being in the, you know, high technology industry back when I started, over 95% of the business was done by American small business. Now it's down to less than 2%.
Wow.
So it was direct policy to destroy American small business and force everyone to become employees of the big corporations controlled by the banks so they can basically control the assets.
That's or go to work for the government, which is also a corporation too. So,
right. Yes, exactly.
All righty. Art, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.
Okay.